This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with
you. And Manwich.
Live Saturday night edition. We kick off hour number two, 1-800-259-9231. Still to come tonight, Indianapolis teens being charged with conspiracy to take over their school based on someone saying that he heard them talking about it. They're going to possibly be facing prison time because someone said something. We'll give you the details coming up. Also, marijuana, is it good for you? Let's talk first to Jim Babka, though, from Downsize DC, one of our favorite organizations, because here on Free Talk Live, we think government's way too big, especially the one in Washington, D.C., the federal government, and it needs to be cut way down to size. Constitutional size would be nice, nice start, and I think, Jim Babka, you're with us on that idea, aren't you?
I am 100% with you. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here. You were, I suppose, waylaid for a little bit in hour number one, but it's good to have you. What's going on over at DownsizedDC.org right now?
Well, I think the thing that might interest you guys at the moment is, because of your activism and so forth in the Libertarian Party, is that there's now a move on Capitol Hill to basically deal the final death blow to third parties, to squash them completely.
Really?
It's called the Let the People Decide Act, and it has a formula for publicly financing campaigns that would basically cut the Libertarian Party completely out.
Or any other party, for that matter, any party besides the Republicans and Democrats.
I mean, what are they scared of, Jim? I mean, the Libertarian Party's been marginalized for years. I mean, they've already pretty much cut us out. The media doesn't pay any attention to the Libertarian Party. The campaign finance rules are already skewed against us. Now they're just making it virtually impossible, aren't they?
They really are, and it seems like they won't stop until we've got an oligarchy in place, until the Bush and the Clinton families can just hand each other the crowns back and forth.
Mm. You know, what are some of the provisions here, Jim?
Well, you know, the one I think that would offend you guys the most is that there's going to be a requirement, if you want to get full funding from the government under this formula, that you would have to get signatures equal to 20% of the last election's total number of votes.
Wow.
Which is an extraordinarily high barrier. If you got 10%, they'd give you some reduced level of funding, so you wouldn't get the same amount that the major parties got.
Right.
Even worse, the signatures can't be done collected by paid petitioners. Anybody that's ever done this before knows how many hours, how draining, and how difficult it is to get the number of signatures necessary, and that you need the help from paid petitioners. I worked with a candidate in 1998 who had to collect 3,000 signatures to get on the ballot in Ohio to run for Congress. It was arduous. He had lots of people helping him, and it took quite a bit of time, and they did it all with volunteers. But
wow,
you can't imagine how much time was wasted on this activity that the Republicans and Democrats won't have to waste on their campaigns.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because in this new proposed law that they're talking about, the Republicans and Democrats are grandfathered in. There's no requirements for them. They don't have to get petition signatures to get public funding. They just get it, and everybody else, the Green Party, the Libertarian Party, they're the ones that have to jump through all the hoops.
But the real reason I think, guys, that they're after this is that they want to try to eliminate all competition, and that includes any challenger, even from another party. When the game in politics, when you're running for office as a challenger, is to force your incumbent opponent to open up his war chest and start spending his money.
Mm-hmm.
The evidence about campaign finance law seems to indicate that if you force, the more money you force the incumbent to spend, the better the likelihood is that you will win. And so that's the objective here. But if everybody's getting the same fixed amount of money, that becomes more challenging to do.
Yeah. So essentially, we're talking about a subsidized campaign. We're talking that there will be no more personal contributions. I could not, if you were running for office, Jim, I could not send you money from my own bank account and give it to you. I couldn't do that.
That's correct. This independent expenditures would also be prohibited. So if you wanted to spend money on your own to go buy ads by yourself without any coordination from the campaign. Now, you know, I say that we'd have a hard time imagining this holding up in the courts, because everything that the courts have said on this, that the Supreme Court has said on this up to this point, has consistently said that they would allow, that they would not allow such a thing to happen. However, you know, I was experienced in taking the a case challenging the McCain-Feingold law all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Right.
And I was absolutely stunned with what the court did. There was a totally different, there were two different standards at work in the case, and they basically allowed things that just are just beyond jurisprudence, normal jurisprudence.
Well, look at the Supreme Court decision from last year with eminent domain. I mean, there's just been a series of terrible Supreme Court decisions, and now we've got more big government freaks on the court, so I can't imagine this is going to be very good.
No, and so the best thing that we can do now is, you know, we can choke this baby in the cradle.
How can we do that, Jim? My God.
Go to downsizedc.org And the campaign is right there on the page. So you get past the splash page. We still have a Harry Brown tribute up right now. Mm-hmm. But after you get past that page, it's the second campaign listed on the page, right below the Read the Bills Act banner right now. We're doing a Real ID Grudge Act at the moment, so that's where the top campaign. But this is right there near the top. You can click on it. It's real easy. You can, when you provide the system with your personal information, it tells you who your representative and two senators are, and you can send them a personalized message telling them to stop this act. The number on the bill, in case your audience is interested, is H.R. 4694. It's called the Let the People Decide Act. We've renamed it the Don't Let the People Decide Act because that's the real intent here.
Yeah, because this is going to be total government control over campaigns. People won't be involved. It'll be all government controlled. The only way that a third party, if this passes, will be able to play is if there's a millionaire behind the campaign, as if the guy running is very wealthy.
Well, you know, if you're concerned, too, about government continuing to grow, not only is there the unaccountability issue, there's also how they're actually going to go about funding this. Lots of people aren't aware that the presidential matching fund system runs a deficit. It doesn't manage to raise all the money necessary to cover the cost of it. Surprise, surprise. I mean, if you are a strong activist on any number of issues, you know, would you, and you don't see any hope for your issues to advance, are you going to put your money in a pot where it could go to somebody who opposes you on issues that you care about?
No way.
They're going to try to publicize this through what they call a grassroots good citizenship fund. It's a massive propaganda campaign to get people to do a checkoff where they help from their tax returns, just like they do for the current presidential matching fund system.
Right, where you can add in an extra $5 or whatever. And...
Right, but there's no reason to believe that this fund would be able to keep up with the demands placed on it.
Outrageous. So what okay, downsizedc.org. By the way, it's a fantastic website. You go there, you get registered. It takes maybe a couple minutes to get registered. And then once you're registered, it's totally free process, of course. Then you've got yourself your login, and you're good to go from there. And there's a series of issues that you guys are great about sending out the downsizer dispatches and alerting people to new freedom and liberty-related issues that are coming up, things that you can get active with simply by clicking over to downsizedc.org. And punching in your login, and then clicking send. I mean, really, you can personalize the message that you guys have and send it off to your representatives, or you can just send the default message if you're in a rush. Just it's so easy to get in touch with your representative through downsizedc.org. I mean, it's really sick how easy it is. It's wonderful. It's a great system.
Thank you, and I would encourage everybody to come visit and participate.
And once you do participate for the first time, then I think you are signed up for the downsized dispatches. Is that correct?
Yes, you get that, and it's real simple to come back in. If you can remember if you choose an easy to remember password, you just put the password in, and bam, you're back in the system. It's that simple, and it sends those messages to both your representative and senators simultaneously for you.
Our time is obviously limited tonight, Jim Babka from downsizedc.org, but there's some other exciting things you guys have going on. Just a quick recap. On Read the Bills. It essentially is a fantastic piece of legislation that you guys have proposed. You're looking for sponsors for right now. Essentially, it's going to force to mandate that the people in Congress actually read out loud. They actually be sitting present for an out loud reading of every single bill that they're looking at passing. And it would just be a wonderful stop to place on this crazy Congress that we have, just passing laws like crazy without even reading them. So there's some exciting things you really have going on there.
Yes, definitely. And, you know, we've got two representatives now that have introduced 72-hour sunlight provisions. It's a small portion of what we proposed in the Read the Bills Act. It's a baby step, and it only occurs in the House as a resolution. It's not actually a binding law that they would have to follow. But they're beginning to acknowledge the problem, and one of these bills, their sponsor organization that's serving in the same role that downsizedc.org is calling themselves readthebill.org. We're not sure which bill they want to read.
Oh, my goodness.
But we are definitely having an impact.
Well, at least they're borrowing good ideas, I suppose. Jim Babka from downsizedc.org, as always, thanks for your time tonight, man. We appreciate hearing from you, sir.
Thank you.
Have a good one. 800-259-9231. Definitely head on over to downsizedc.org and get involved there. It's so easy to be an activist these days. Martin in Michigan hanging on. Your calls as well. Tony, Bob, this is Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaserMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from STEM Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and STEM Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of STEM Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. The live Saturday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
800-259-9231. You get to bring up whatever's on your mind. If you make the call, you can also join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the listener map. You go to map.freetalklive.com, and you'll find over 900 of our listeners around the world have plotted themselves. They get themselves a little digital pushpin in our map, and it's neat because you can see who else maybe in your area is listening to Free Talk Live. You might find an old college buddy, like one of our listeners did. They haven't talked in 15 years, and they rediscovered each other on the Free Talk Live listener map at map.freetalklive.com. Plus, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. To the phones, to the fun, to Martin in Michigan. Martin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. What's on your mind, sir?
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Martin, what's
hey.
Up?
That's a little tribute to Walt. I wanted to just tell you guys something. Here in Michigan, you've been talking about Michigan quite a bit with this tax once you get 6 points on your license.
Okay.
That was part of a package of bills here. and one that you'll find very interesting. It's about a $150 fine if you don't have proof of insurance on you if you were to get stopped.
Yikes.
And what the funny thing is, that is, even if your insurance is valid, just not having that paper in your car, that ticket stands.
Wow. Amazing.
You know, you would think if you didn't have proof of insurance, you could go to the judge, show them that, yes, I did. Actually,
yeah, and they'd throw it out.
Sure, no. Most of the times there's something wrong with your vehicle or whatever. You know, they say your taillight's broken. You can get it fixed within 10 days. You know, send in a card saying, I got it fixed, and, you know, here's the mechanic's signature, and the ticket goes away.
Right, and but this is actually failure to provide proof. It's not defined for failure to have insurance.
Right, and so they love their fines. That's what it's all about. It's not about protecting anyone. It's all about just getting money.
Revenue.
Yep.
If that little paper were to blow out your window, you pay that fine, whether you've paid your insurance or not. But I wanted to talk tonight about minimum wage. Here in Michigan, just I think on Thursday, I don't know, the State House or State Senate, one of them passed a bill. It went over like a landslide, very well supported. Raising minimum wage from the federal level, which I believe is $5.15 right now, $7.40 is where it would eventually end up with three increases, but an immediate from $5.15 up to $6.85 immediately.
Jeez, wow.
With escalators built in the next 2 years. And I just want to tell people who think, because all the news coverage around here is, oh, that's great. I could use a raise. I only make $6.50. That'd be a raise for me.
Right.
What people don't understand, that same fat clerk behind the counter that makes $6.50 right now is making, what is that, $1.35 over minimum wage.
Right.
When that minimum wage goes up, they're not going to escalate everybody from the bottom level up to what you were. All they're doing, people, is bringing you closer to the bottom.
Yeah, that's,
everybody will make minimum wage eventually.
And the reason why so many people are behind the minimum wage, raising the minimum wage, because it sounds good on its face.
It sounds great. It's giving low-paid workers a raise. That sounds beautiful.
But what they don't understand is basic economics, and that's why they're politicians, because they don't know how to do anything else in life. What they don't understand is that when you raise the minimum wage, businesses can only do a certain number of things in response. And by the way, great call, Martin. Thanks for it. 1-800-259-9231. When you're a business owner, and the minimum wage goes up from $5.15 to what he just said, $6.85 or whatever.
Sure.
You can only respond in three ways. One, you can cut jobs. You can cut somebody else's job out and have your other workers work harder. Because if you're a mom and pop business and you're just on the edge, you're just making your rent payments, you're just paying the power bill, and you're eking by with enough money to get to the next month. Well, this new minimum wage is going to increase your cost. It's going to increase your overhead.
Sure.
So if you don't make a change, you could be going out of business as a result of this increase in minimum wage.
Right, because the power bill isn't going to wait, the rent isn't going to wait, and payroll isn't going to wait.
Right, so you can either fire an employee and have your other guys work harder, or you can cut costs. You could, for instance, if you're manufacturing a product, you could buy cheaper cheaper elements to go into the product and, you know, put out a crappier product at the same price. Or the third option is you can raise your prices. Neither one of those is very, you know, a good option necessarily.
No.
If you're raising your prices, then what happens to everybody that just got their pay wage raised?
Well, then all the things that they pay for, the prices have all gone up a little.
That's right. If you want to see how absurd the idea of raising the minimum wage is, because a lot of people that are for this idea, they don't want $6, $7, $8 an hour. They want $19, $20, $21 an hour. They want what they call a living wage. It sounds, again, sounds wonderful. Gosh, everybody should just be able to be comfy and make so much money, and it would be wonderful if that would happen. However, again, it's ignorant of economics. Ask yourself this question: what would happen if we raised the minimum wage to $50 an hour? What would happen to the price of a McDonald's hamburger?
It would skyrocket. You know, but the thing is it's all sort of Mickey Mouse, because it only really changes things for a couple of months. It essentially, what it does is inflates the price of everything. Wages, you know, the cost of labor has been inflated, and then therefore the cost of goods are going to be inflated.
Right.
So the value of money is less.
Well, it's not Mickey Mouse because people lose their jobs.
They do.
Every time economists have studied this, every time the minimum wage is raised, low-income workers, Teenagers, old people, people on the kind of the cusp of the working populace, they lose their jobs. Black people lose their jobs. The minimum wage hurts people on the edge.
Mm-hmm.
It hurts business owners on the edge, and it hurts employees on the edge. It's outrageous. 1-800-259-9231, your thoughts on that. Otherwise, you take control of the airwaves like Rob in Hawaii. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Man, which we're trying again here. I think you're on a landline this time.
Yep, on a landline.
So what's on your mind, Rob?
Well, my cousin lost his job because of the minimum wage.
Really? How?
He got a farm because of it. It was just he couldn't compete with other people that were doing the job, and they had to pay him minimum wage or fire him, so he got fired.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Yep. But what I wanted to talk to you about was either a sad story about immigration from New Hampshire or an idea that might possibly give the Federal Reserve notes a run for their money.
Oh, so we get to choose. Yeah. Let's go with Liberty Dollar.
Okay. The problem with Federal Reserve notes is they're just a debt note, except you can't foreclose on the government. What if you could create a private currency? This is something I'm thinking of doing, where each person essentially becomes a bank who's involved in the organization, and they create debt notes based on their own true wealth, unencumbered wealth, their house, their car, their jewelry, whatever.
Okay.
Okay. And then one central place prints the money, and which essentially is a contract, a loan in essence, a debt note.
Gotcha.
And it's pegged to a basket of currencies, a basket of commodities, like housing, different metals.
You're losing jewelry. You're losing the already, Rob. I got to
okay,
say.
Okay, so the dollar is, you know, the gold-backed currency is pegged to the value of gold, right?
Yeah.
Well, this currency would be pegged to the value
to assets?
Of different types of assets, commodities on the market.
And you can repossess those assets if necessary or something like that?
Yes, there would be stipulations on it.
You know what? I'm all for private currency, Rob, and if you can get it together, go for it. Get out there and compete. The more competition in the currency market, the better off we're all going to be, because if we got more competition out there, it means that maybe more people will stop using the Federal Reserve notes.
The worthless Federal Reserve.
Yeah, those greenbacks that you have in your wallet, believe it or not, they're not worth anything. We're coming back, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. Got a bunch of guys on hold. Ladies, if you call in, you come first. It is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for a regular jog a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes, you neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protected's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR-1.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. Phones are blowing up, 1-800-259-9231. You get to take control of the airwaves and bring up what's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got live streams on our website. Broadband version of the show, dial-up version, two sizes, should fit everybody, and they're both for free at freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and to the fun to Joe in Indianapolis, listening on WXMT. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Oh, I was just listening to your comments on what might happen if the minimum wage is raised, and I thought, well, maybe you forgot a possibility. Maybe you just eliminate as many U.S. jobs as possible, and you do as much of your work as possible in a cheap labor country, and
good point.
Import all your goods.
Well, I think that would fall under cutting costs. That was one of my options. But, yes, you're right. The minimum wage has pushed. As the minimum wage has gone up, more and more jobs have been pushed out of the country. And another reason why jobs have been pushed out of the country is because of regulations as well, which also increase costs. So, for instance, OSHA and all these stupid federal mandates that businesses have to follow, these are all increasing the cost of doing business here in this country. So that's why people are going elsewhere.
Absolutely.
Good thoughts, Joe. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231.
It's the truth. It's the truth. The minimum wage makes us uncompetitive.
That's correct. Let's talk to Bob in Minnesota. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Bob, what's on your mind?
Hey, here's a brainstorm. Why don't we leave the tax dollars back in people's own wallets?
Whoa, wait a minute. Whoa. Radical thinking. Are you saying that we should be allowed to keep every dollar we earn?
Yes, I am. That's not why I called.
You're a thought criminal.
The gentleman that wanted to go down to the police department and ask to be educated.
Yeah.
I did a little exercise similar to that, and it's been a long time, so I don't remember details. But I went down to get all of the county ordinances, not all the laws and stuff, just the county ordinances.
Like zoning stuff?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they pulled out a book, which is about 6 inches thick, and they wanted $35 for it. That's just county ordinances.
Wow.
County or city, I can't remember, but that's all I had to say.
Amazing.
It's ridiculous.
It absolutely. Did you buy it?
No. I should have, but I was a little pinched for cash. But
why would you want that thing?
Yeah, right. Thanks for the call, Bob. We got a funny echo. Thank you. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Tony in Michigan. Tony, Tony is gone. Let's talk to Lou in California. Lou, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Lou in Cali, going once.
Yeah, is this Ian or Manwich?
Both.
Okay, both. Yeah, this is Ron.
Are you confused yet? Are you confused yet, Lou? Or is it Ron?
Yeah, it's Ron. I've talked to you guys a couple times, yeah.
What's up, Ron?
I still can't get your voices straight. Please, I apologize.
You'll figure it out one of these days, Ron.
Yeah. Well, my Alzheimer's might be starting to kick in. How the hell do I know? Okay, here's what my view of United States is right now. It's a bait-and-switch tactic. That is to say, most Dems, and I don't know about you, I won't speculate for you guys, assume that the government is bloating and getting bigger.
They're about right. We're assuming that it is.
Yeah. No. That's the bait. The switch is that once the department gets in place, they privatize everything out.
What are you talking about? What department are you referring to?
Well, for example, like FEMA. And I'm sure at some point,
are you telling me FEMA has private contractors that it outsources things to?
Absolutely. And there will be a privatized army. We're going to probably never leave Iraq.
You're probably right about that. Well, you know what? Actually, what you're inaccurate about, though, Ron.
Yeah.
What you're inaccurate about, though, is that it's not privatization. What you're talking about is government-granted contracts,
yeah.
And that's just back-scratching. That's people,
yeah.
That's the government taking our money at gunpoint and transferring it over to their buddies. The people in government, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, just help out their friends and they punish their enemies. So if their friends are running a contracting business, they give them the contracts with FEMA, and it has nothing to do with privatization at all.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Right. The best answer is to get rid of FEMA entirely and allow private individuals, charities, companies to respond to disasters. I'm sure you paid attention to the Katrina crisis where Walmart trucks full of water and ice were turned away by the people in FEMA.
The whole thing is a nightmare.
Yeah.
But, okay, that was a very good point that I'm really glad you helped because I was getting confused because I'm going... Wait a minute, we're spending billions of dollars and giving them to private companies. You know what I'm saying? In other words, it's like...
Well, it doesn't matter if it's the government that gets the money or if the government gives it to private companies.
Right.
The problem is that the government is controlling the money.
Absolutely.
So they give it to a company, and it doesn't matter how good that company does their job. There's no accountability, man.
Yeah. No accountability. I dig.
And there never will be accountability with the government because they don't care. They don't care if they get the job done right. They don't care if the private company gets the job done right because they keep getting to tax you no matter how bad of a job they do. And then when it goes bad, then they say, oh, let's look at what went wrong. We're going to make some changes and do it better next time.
We need some more money.
Yeah, we need more money to do it right next time.
Yeah,
it's just outrageous.
Because that company screwed up that we privatized out, like all the ports and stuff.
It's not just the companies, man. The government screws up everything that it does.
Yeah, the government is overarchingly screwing up, but what would you call our government now? It's certainly not like 150 years ago. You might have called it, or say 100 years ago, and Teddy Roosevelt was around.
100 years ago, it had been called a representative republic. These days, I would call it a socialist democracy. Because
I wouldn't be that kind. That sounds almost. I would call it a plutocracy. With a unitarian president, kind of a dictator who controls the massive amounts of tax dollars.
You know, as far as fascism goes, Italy and Spain were much better examples of fascist governments than Germany was.
Yeah.
And I would say, I'm going to use that term. That's why I'm prefacing. I think that we're, you know, if we're not deeply enmeshed in a fascist government, we're sliding down that slope.
Yep. It's getting bad. Any other thoughts for us?
Beg your pardon?
Any other thoughts for us tonight, sir?
No, I was just wondering. Yeah, here's one. Thanks for the time. Since 1900, I want you guys to scratch hard on this one in the next 2 seconds. What is the best example to you of a country in the world that approaches your ideals?
Great question. Thank you for the call. 1-800-259-9231. What is in the last 100 years, country that approaches our ideals? Now, our ideals on Free Talk Live are limited government, very, very limited government, and freedom. So, let's see.
There isn't one.
No.
Sorry.
Hong Kong is the most economically free nation it's not really a nation, but the most economically free place in the world. That's good.
Singapore's second.
Singapore's not personally free. There's no personal freedom.
Right, you spit gum on the sidewalk there, and they're going to beat you with a stick.
Yeah, there's really not a good example. No, nobody even comes close. Maybe.
No,
nobody comes close.
Around the American Revolution times, and I'm not going to say that that our infant government was a great one because there were a lot of people that weren't free. Women didn't enjoy freedom. Blacks,
black people,
anybody of color really didn't enjoy freedom. But at that time, people were talking about freedom and liberty, the concepts.
Right.
Now
we're talking about Britney Spears.
The concepts of freedom and liberty took a back seat to the concept of independence from England and, just sort of got left. I mean, we talk about freedom and liberty, and we certainly have some more than a lot of people do.
We talk about it. Nobody else is talking about it.
Oh, no. Bush is talking about it all the time. He's just not
doesn't know what he's talking
right.
about. 1-800-259-9231 on the way. Is marijuana good for you? We'll find out. We'll explore that. 800-259-9231, and you get to bring up whatever's on your mind. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
"Since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days."
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
"You know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh."
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show if you take control of the airwaves via the phones. 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know it first. It'll go right into your email box if you're on the updates list. And you can get on for free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Got a pretty big update coming up tonight to the website after the show's over.
Really?
Sometime around maybe midnight Eastern time.
What's happening?
Well, there's going to be a Shriner that's dropping off of the validated section of the shrine.
Shriner is losing her crown?
She's been outed. She's going to the Hall of Shame. We're going to be adding a new Shriner to the Shrine of Female Listeners. Also, a few other additions to the website. So you'll know first if you're on the updates list. Updates.freetalklive.com. All right, this from GlobeandMail.com. Study turns pot wisdom on its head from Calgary. Forget the stereotype about dopey potheads. It seems marijuana could be good for your brain. While other studies have shown that periodic use of marijuana could cause memory loss or impair learning and a host of other health problems down the road, new research suggests the drug could have some benefits when administered regularly in a highly potent form. Most drugs of abuse, such as alcohol, heroin, cocaine, and nicotine, suppress the growth of new brain cells.
Right.
However, researchers found that cannabinoids, one of the active portions of marijuana,
promoted... And it's only in marijuana. It's not in any of these other... things, like the fake marijuana drugs.
Right.
Cannabinoids can only be gotten from marijuana.
You can manufacture them. Cannabinoids promote a generation of new neurons in rats' hippocampuses. Now, the hippocampus is a part of the brain responsible for learning and memory. And the study held true for either plant-derived or the synthetic version of cannabinoids. According to the researchers, they were quite surprised. Chronic use of marijuana may actually improve learning memory when the new neurons in the hippocampus can mature in 2 or 3 months.
Huh.
The research by Dr. Zhang obviously did not happen in America.
I don't think there's a lot of anecdotal evidence for marijuana smokers being good at learning, though.
Well, how do you know that?
Well,
just because
I used to smoke it like it was a part-time job.
Well, now wait a minute. Just because on the in movies and in popular culture, potheads are always shown as being. Whoa, dude.
Why do you think they portray them that way? Because they're really good at learning.
They're not being fair. There's plenty of people that that smoke marijuana and are very productive members of society.
It is true.
I knew lots of people in college that were daily smokers. They would go to school while they were stoned, and they did fine. Anyway, research by, not that I recommend that necessarily. Some people are better at it than others. Anyway, the scientists also noticed that cannabinoids curbed depression and anxiety. The team of international researchers, it's all going to be, all their findings are going to be published this November, but the info's already online. Dr. Zhang, who's in charge, suggests a correlation between neurogenesis and mood swings. Other scientists have suggested that depression is triggered when too few new brain cells are being created in the hippocampus. So therefore, they're suggesting that smoking marijuana may actually help prevent depression. Of course, if you're a depressed individual anyway, I don't know if it's going to do much for you. Anyway, they're enthusiastic about the potential health benefits, and of course he warns against running out for a toke in a bid to beef up your brain power, and the reason why is because they actually injected laboratory rats with a synthetic substance called HU210, which is similar to...
Gotta get me some of that HU210.
Listen to this. It's similar to THC... but 100 times more potent.
No thanks. I'm not interested.
So they injected the rats with this stuff, and that's how they ran the test. So he points out that, this is a test on rats. It's not a test on humans. But nonetheless, there are some real direct parallels between rats and humans, and that's why they run these sorts of tests on the rats.
Now they got to try with dogs. Dogs are always after rats.
Cannabinoids such as marijuana and hashish have been used to address pain, nausea, vomiting, seizures caused by epilepsy, stroke, cerebral trauma, tumors, multiple sclerosis, and a host of other maladies.
Yeah, like all these things. Now try to imagine a medication out there that has been used to treat, more than one thing.
Yeah.
I mean, there's aspirin. Aspirin's great, but the FDA would have never... ever in our wildest dreams approved aspirin. It just happened to get grandfathered in because it was around before
the FDA.
FDA was.
Yeah.
So, I mean, marijuana is kind of one of these great medicinal plants, and nobody will... It seems like... that's not true. The study after study says the American people want to see marijuana legalized for medical purposes.
They do.
And it's just our politicians that don't want to do it. There's a few zealots out there, drug warrior crazies, that say, no, they only want to use marijuana because they're faking illnesses. They're just potheads.
They don't really have multiple sclerosis. That guy doesn't really have AIDS.
He's not trying to keep down his food so he doesn't turn into an 80-pound weakling. He's just a pothead.
You know, what I find interesting, though, and the article points this out, is that the human body actually has cannabinoid receptors. So when you smoke marijuana, the cannabinoids actually go to these little areas that are waiting to receive them. Cannabinoids can trigger the body's two cannabinoid receptors, which control the activity of various cells in the body. One of the receptors, known as CB1, is found primarily in the brain. The other, CB2, was thought to be only found in the immune system. However, in a separate study, a group of international researchers have located the CB2 receptor in the brain stems of rats, mice, and ferrets. Now, the brain stem is responsible for basic body functions such as breathing and the gastrointestinal tract. If stimulated in a certain way, that receptor, CB2, could be harnessed to eliminate the nausea and vomiting associated with postoperative analgesics or cancer or AIDS treatments. So there's maybe an explanation as to why it is that smoking marijuana actually reduces nausea. Because it goes to that particular receptor in the brainstem and activates it and suppresses the nausea, therefore allowing AIDS and cancer patients to keep down the horrible, destructive medication that normally they would puke up.
You know, it was so hard for my dad to keep down that medication when he had cancer.
Needed to get him some weed.
Well,
800-259-9231. Now, unfortunately, 1-800-259-9231. Your thoughts on this? Do you think marijuana could be good for you? It is your show. It's Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll free 1-800-259-9231. Live Saturday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
800-259-9231. We just wrapped up a study, Manwich, that actually points to some pretty, well, persuasive evidence that marijuana may actually be beneficial. That it might actually help you grow new brain cells. That it can definitely suppress nausea. We know that. I mean, we've had plenty of examples of that over the years of medical marijuana patients that have smoked it in order to AIDS and cancer patients that have smoked pot in order to keep down their medication. And it's very effective for that. It's been effective for Steve Covey out in California, who has adrenal cancer. It's been effective in actually stopping it from growing. I mean, there's been some amazing studies that have been done. But I'd like to point out that all of these interesting studies about pot, none of them have been performed in the United States. Mm. Why is that?
Well, because you can't perform any studies on pot in the United States because it's so very evil.
It's bad. It's terrible. We can't allow people to actually do studies on this plant. Look at it. It's green and has flowers on it. Well, it's
they're
so
not very
nutty.
Pretty flowers.
It's I think they're pretty.
It was like green. I mean, flowers that are prettier, like some red and purple and stuff.
Sometimes they have little white crystals on them. They're interesting. Little red hairs. But yes, it's looking like there's actually some good news out there about marijuana. I think that's fantastic because it has been so maligned in the news media, so maligned by our government, and it's wonderful that people are finally out there doing studies to show that, you know what, maybe it is a plant and whether it has some, maybe it has bad effects, but it also appears to have some good ones as well. And I think that people need to have the freedom to be able to access this plant. They should be able to be free to go down to the corner store and buy it, just like they can with tobacco and alcohol and everything else. And luckily, there are some states in this country that are kind of moving in that direction. We talked about this earlier this week. The state of Nevada and, what was the other state? Nevada and
Denver.
Colorado. Nevada and Colorado are both going to have marijuana legalization initiatives on their ballots this year.
It should be interesting to see what the feds do about this. You know, if you were to legalize marijuana in a state, what's going to happen? Because, you know, you've got the drug czar, but most of the drug war is fought at the street level with county police.
Yeah.
County and city police.
Local cops, yep.
So if you take them out of the mix and you say to, you know, a given state, county, city that, you know, your police cannot enforce such and such laws.
Right. Start going after rapists and murderers now.
Yes.
Because you can't.
Get out there and protect us, please.
You can't bust the potheads anymore.
You can't pretend like you're working by busting drug right. users anymore. Sorry.
What will happen?
What will happen? Well, I mean, will the DEA try to hire so many people and just flood that particular state with agents? To enforce the federal laws?
I wonder about that.
I mean, are there federal laws for smoking pot? I don't think there really are.
For smoking it? No, I don't think so. For possession? I don't know if you can get... I don't think you can violate a federal law for having a small amount, I don't think. I think you have to have a certain... I don't know what the amount is, but I think you have to have a certain amount or above to actually fall under federal sentencing guidelines. Or fall under a federal crime. Now, they could still go after the dealers for conspiracy and those sorts of charges.
RICO Act, whatever that is.
They could still go after the growers and that sort of thing. So it would be a mess. It would be a nasty little situation, and I really hope it happens so we can explore it. 1-800-259-9231 coming up, Indianapolis. So we got a story for you guys because there's some teenagers in your area that are being charged with conspiracy. They had a plan, apparently, allegedly, to take over their school. We'll share that with you. 1-800-259-9231. Also, another scientific study claiming that maybe people are born gay. This is Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.